Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Been with us since the very beginning, 6 years ago. Thanks to Sullivan Steakhouse for delectable food, fun, always fun, cocktails and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Bergoni's is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out the special over there. And if you're a military personnel or veteran, you can visit the restaurant, I should say, and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a cocktail of your choice on me or dessert, whatever it may be. Thank you guys for your service. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Thanks to our sponsor over in Oswego, Illinois, North Fork Farm. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. North Fork Farm offering services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours. They have beautiful trolleys for weddings, parties, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Tweeville Internet Radio. Hey, Steve, over there. WCKG 1530 AM, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began almost 7 years ago. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Good Dolly Show. On Instagram, The Dolly McCarthy Show. You can check out all the happenings going on with the show. We just got back from Ireland. Had a wonderful trip in September with a bunch of awesome people. I couldn't have picked a better group of people to go to Ireland with than this group. In fact, we had so much fun that we're going back again next November, November 8th through the 17th, I believe. Details are coming. We are definitely doing this again, but it's going to be a little different. We're still going back to Dublin. We're going to hit the Cliffs of Moher, but we're going to check out some other sites as we go along, but we're definitely going to go to Dublin. I will keep you posted on that. I had so much fun learning how to pour Guinness at the Guinness Storehouse in Dublin. It's like on the bucket list, people. I made it happen. If it hasn't been on your bucket list or if it is on your bucket list, you better come along with us. There's no funner group than the one that goes with the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're going to be partnering up with an Irish pub too. Details will be coming very soon, probably by next week. So just plan for this. It's in November next year, 2020. Ireland forever. Here we come. Erin Go Bragh. All right. I have a couple of quick announcements. And then I got to tell you a little bit about my Friday night. A Christmas Carol, the musical, is coming to the Brightside Theater. You know the Brightside Theater. My friend Julie Cornick is always coming on the show. We'll have Julie on soon. Directed by Jeffrey Cass. the Brightside Theater brings you the holiday season classic, A Christmas Carol, and it's the musical. What would Christmas be without a little bit of Scrooge, right? This has been playing for 10 years at New York's Madison Square Garden. Charles Dickens' classic is getting the full Broadway treatment, and who better to do it than a non-for-profit professional group. Sorry, Julie, I didn't mean that. Very professional group. One of the best in Chicagoland, if not the best, independently owned or run, I should say, Brightside Theater. Let's see where the productions are. Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College campus. So the dates, this would make a great Christmas gift for your kids, right? It's so expensive going to the Christmas Carol downtown. This is a great alternative. I think even better. Free parking, no nonsense, $25 to get in. I think the higher tickets are $30. That might be because of a different day it falls on. But it runs November 29th through December 15th. The theater at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College at 31 South Ellsworth in Naperville, right in the downtown area. Why not go grab dinner in downtown Naperville and then go to the Brightside Theater's production of A Christmas Carol musical. Can't think of anything more fun to do that. I'm looking forward to doing that with my kids. $25 a ticket. Don't miss out. We'll give you more details on that. And, of course, we'll have some giveaways. That's right. All right. Friday night. You know what was going on Friday night. Biggest fundraiser of my life that I've ever put together. Park Ridge Living, the magazine that I run in Park Ridge, obviously, northwest side of Chicago, we put together a fashion show as a benefit for Lifespan and Wings. Wings, a program, an agency that provides housing, education, advocacy to end domestic violence. Lifespan, very similar, a little different. Wings provides the housing. Lifespan provides a lot of counseling, advocacy, and legal services there as well. Both of them do an outstanding job in helping to reduce the community acceptance and tolerance of this domestic abuse and increasing community awareness of domestic and sexual violence with Lifespan as well. So Friday night, we had a great time. Oh my goodness. I want to thank everybody for showing up, for being there, for supporting these two causes, Lifespan and Wings, two agencies, again, that provide housing, legal assistance, counseling support, financial support, and more for women and children, and some men, too. It affects some men, not as many, but it does affect men that have been affected by domestic violence. So I'm really, really proud that we pulled this off. I couldn't have done it without the sponsors. Many thanks to Sue Hall, Century 21 Elm, for sponsoring, being the presenting sponsor of this event. To Chris Varco from Guaranteed Rate. Chris was our platinum sponsor. I can just go on and on and on about how amazing Chris and Sue were in supporting us from the very, very beginning, putting their, not only their hearts, but their wallets, deep pockets, I should say, to making sure that this event did indeed happen. And I just can't thank them enough for their time and effort and just support for the whole event. Unfortunately, Chris couldn't be there. He had a wedding. Can you believe that? Poor Chris. But, you know, it was great to have Sue Hall there. And I'm trying to pull up my sponsor list because there's a lot, and I do not want to miss them. I do not want to miss these sponsors here. So let me just pull this up right now. And I'm going to tell you about each of these sponsors and how amazing that they are. Park Ridge Living Magazine, fashion show, hello, gorgeous. That's what we called it this year. So back in early January, I met Kelly Clark, a young designer working out of her studio in Edison Park. Very talented young lady, very, very talented. And she inspired me and gave me the entertainment component of a fundraiser that I wanted to do so very badly for these two agencies, Lifespan and Wings. And I was very proud to support Kelly Clark, a young gal very talented gal in this effort as well. So this was, there were many facets, many reasons for this event, mainly obviously to educate people and raise money for these two agencies, but also to show people, young women in particular, and women, I guess, of all ages too, that, you know, love yourself. And maybe that could also be a component that could end this hidden dark epidemic of domestic violence. Love yourself, be strong enough in yourself to turn away, not turn the other cheek, turn away, run away from anyone who doesn't value you as a woman. Kelly Clark, young gal, I wanted to uplift her and inspire her and let her know that she can do it through this event. And really, Kelly is a symbol for all young women out there, for all women in general, that we women have to stick together and that we're strong enough in ourselves. I've always said, first love self, fly. And that's what we did for Kelly. She's so grateful. And she doesn't have to be, but she's, you know, I just wanted to do this for her to let her know and other women that you can do it. You can do it. We got to support each other. Thanks so much to Renata's Organic Skincare for being our gold sponsor. Thanks to Louis Perino, Century 21 Elm, for also being another gold sponsor. To Ash and Willow, who did all the hair and makeup. You guys are outstanding. You gals are wonderful. Lynette School of Dance, thanks so much for being such a huge supporter. Coin Insurance, Cucini Viaggio, delicious Italian restaurant in Chicago, or Harwood Heights, I should say, right on the border there. The Park Ridge Park District, Novity, great online store for girls, ladies. Elemental Float and Cryotherapy. Nikki Lascaris, just an awesome dentist who's always giving back in the community. Caliber Home Loans, Ed Samara, Fadeaway. You guys are amazing, Fadeaway. They do Botox, by the way. Not that I've done that, though. Steve Judge, Judge James and Horan, Law Offices. State Rep Brad Stevens, thanks so much. Also the mayor of Rosemont. Tito's Homemade, Vaca. And Shide Family Wines. I think I got everybody there. Thank you all. And also thanks to all the people that donated to the silent auction. The silent auction was a blast. We raised quite a bit of money. I'll have those numbers next week probably. We're having a meeting this afternoon on that. As you can tell, I have a lot to say about this fundraiser. I'm talking a little bit too much about it because I was waiting for my first guest to call in. And unfortunately, she's missed the call-in. So hopefully we can connect with her at some point. Yeah, I hope. Let me see. Let me check this. What's going on here. Got some messages here. So this was I was really looking forward to this interview. This is with Tanya High, who is the founder of PAXA. I think that's how you say it. Parents Against Child Sex Abuse. I was really looking forward to that talk with her. And I don't know. She must have forgot. She's a very busy lady. But we're going to have to reschedule her. And we look forward to talking to her about this new non-for-profit that she started with her husband, Parents Against Child Sex Abuse. Go ahead and check it out. It's PAXA. And you could probably find out more about it on the web. That's what we were looking forward to today, but unfortunately, we don't have a call-in, so I don't know what happened there. We'll have to reschedule her. We'll get to her soon, for sure, though. But I want to welcome my next guest. So we're going to talk more about the fashion show in the coming weeks and more about this. This is October, folks. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, obviously, and Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I want to just thank the 250 people that showed up last Friday night at the Park Ridge Country Club and just had a great time together raising money, raising awareness about domestic violence, this dark hidden epidemic. You guys rock. Thanks for making it a blast. Again, many thanks to the Park Ridge Country Club, to Sioux Hall, Century 21 Elm, for being our presenting sponsor, and Chris Varco, our platinum sponsor. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Really, really, really appreciate it. And to Rebecca Dar over at Wings, who provided all the volunteer staff for that evening. You guys were awesome. And more to come. So we raised definitely $30,000. We're going to finalize everything today with our we're finally getting to get all this done. We're going to finalize it all. But we know we raised $30,000 for sure. We know we surpassed that. So we're really, really pleased with our efforts there. So thank you all again for coming out and supporting the first ever Park Ridge Living Fashion Show 2019. Hello, gorgeous. Brought to you by Sioux Hall, Century 21 Elm. Thank you so much. And everyone keeps asking me, Dolly, are you going to do it again next year? Or when you do next year? Listen, I don't know yet. Let me just breathe here. I never imagined that it would be as amazing as it was, I must say. But it really was because of all of you coming out and supporting. And for those of you that couldn't make it, too, that still supported it by making donations to these two. And it's not too late. It's not too late to make a difference and be a part of the efforts that we've made. You can make a donation to Wings and to Lifespan. I just got a check in the mail last week for $1,700 from an anonymous person. I can't say who it was. So those are the kind of things that really just make my heart melt, seeing the goodness in people day in and day out. And something like this, it's been a lot of work, but just a labor of love to see the good in our society for sure. So thanks again, everybody, for supporting our first ever fashion show. I don't know if it's going to happen next year. We'll see. Just give me some time to breathe and we'll see. We'll try to make it happen. All right. We'll be back. We'll be back in what? 17 seconds for an effect.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah,
the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. I want to welcome to the show Kim. I hope I'm not going to mess up. Gablian? Kim Gablian. She is with Bill Jack. We're going to talk about your pets, how to keep your pets happy and healthy. And we're going to dive into pet probiotics. We're all on this probiotics kick. Do you know that you're supposed to take your prebiotics too? Not just your pro, your pre. That's a side note, another show. But let's talk about how we can support our pets and keep them happy, healthy, and living long. Please welcome to the show, Kim Gablian. Kim, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Dolly. How are you?
Good. I hope I didn't mess up your last name here.
No, that was great.
Was that it? No way.
That was great.
You said that was great, but was I right?
It's Gablian. You know, it's close enough. It's not a very easy name.
No, it's not. But yeah, there we go. I got it. Good. Kim, great to have you on the show. A subject that I love to talk about, pets.
Yeah, so, our favorite subject, right? Our family.
Yeah, exactly. Another family member. And we're trying to keep our kids healthy and healthy and happy. And you can't neglect your little Fido, right?
That's right. That's right. And you're right. You know, we have been talking a lot more, right, in humans and dogs about probiotics and your microbiome and, you know, how you can kind of keep your gut healthy. So it is funny. Like a lot of times we learn about it from a human perspective, but sometimes, not always, but sometimes it applies to our dogs too. And that's definitely the case with probiotics.
Yeah. So let's talk about keeping your pet healthy. You don't just feed them dog food and expect them to live a long, healthy, happy life. There's so much more to it. And one of them is being probiotics, right? So let's dive into more. What are things that people should be doing besides giving them healthy dog food, obviously? What are things they should be besides walking and playing with your pet and loving your pet? What are some key things you should be doing every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all really important things. And I think what we've been learning is, you know, that probiotics, for example, are one of those things that you can give your pet that can help them kind of have a healthy gut. And, you know, probiotics have been around, you know, science has known about them since the early 1900s. So it's been a long time, but our knowledge really is advancing. And so, you know, probiotics are basically, they're like healthy I'm sorry.
Microorganisms.
And so, yeah, sorry about that. And they're really important because, you know, they really kind of help aid in digestion, for example. And so they're also important because in your gut, and a lot of people don't know this, but in your gut and in your dog's gut, roughly 70% of your dog's immune system is in their digestive tract, right, in their large and small intestine. So having them have a healthy gut is important to them being, like you said, healthy and happy.
It's so interesting that you're saying this because we are just now as a society realizing that the gut is definitely related to the brain and
mm-hmm.
how you, it's even related to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So it's really important nowadays, they're saying anyway, is to feed your gut healthy probiotics and prebiotics. And, you know, animals are like humans. They take it in and they put it out. And so it's very
yes.
similar, just with a few minor tweaks, that they, you know, they're very similar, a lot of animals, to the way humans are, and we need to feed them good things. So what are some probiotics that we give them? Is it a capsule? Is it a food?
There's lots of different kinds of that are out there, to be honest with you. And so, Yeah, you know, so what we've done is we've kind of developed one that we feel like is important in two ways. It's easy for you to be able to give to your dog, but it's also really tasty for your dog to have. And a lot of probiotics, you might see maybe one or two strains of probiotics because, you know, there's different kinds of species of probiotics. And so the different varieties of probiotics sometimes do different functions. So what we think is that it's good to have a broad spectrum of probiotics. So we actually have 12 different kinds of probiotics that are in our spray, and we've made it a nice tasty spray that it's real easy for you to spray on your dog's food, you know, either once a day or you could split it between their meals, and it makes it real easy and tasty for them to be able to get their probiotics in. It's almost like you're sneaking it in, right, like getting the good vegetables in there, and you know, if you do it with your kids,
like
it's something that they
I
might
like
not
that.
Know.
You know, that's a smart thing, the spray, because, you know, when you have a sick kid or a pet, you try to hide that little, you know, vitamin or medicine in the pill, and hide it in their dog bowl, and then you look 10 minutes later, the dog bowl is completely empty, but there the pill is still sitting in there.
That's right. They're pretty smart, right? That sense of smell is pretty good.
Yeah. So with the spray, that's neat.
Yeah, and what's really great about it is you know, I have a smaller dog, so my food sits up on the counter. Some folks might have a bigger dog, so you might have it like in a kind of big, you know, kind of plastic tub. But, you know, what's great about it is I just leave the probiotic bottle up on the counter. It's actually shelf stable, so it doesn't have to be refrigerated. And like I said, you know, depending on the weight of your dog, you can give them one spray. Like my dog's 10 pounds, so he gets one spray a day. Or if they're bigger, then they would get more sprays a day. And like I said, it tastes really great. It's got a great liver taste to it, and so dogs really want to be able to eat it. So, you know, it might even make your food taste even better than it does now. So it's kind of a, like I said, it's kind of a win-win. So we want to make it easy for you to be able to use it every day, and we want to make it great for your dog to be able to eat it every day.
I like it. So now, if your pet is pudgy is cute, isn't it?
Yes.
Or obese, it's not really that cute because they're suffering.
No.
Is it too late? Is this a way to trim them up a little bit too?
You know,
probiotics help?
You know, sometimes probiotics can help. It depends on maybe, you know, why your dog might be a little bit overweight. But, you know, certainly that's the biggest thing you can do is to help keep them. You're talking about keeping them healthy and happy. Keeping them at a really good weight, a healthy weight, is really important, right? Because it can affect their joints. You know, it can affect diabetes. It can affect a lot of different systems in your dog. And so it's really important to kind of get them at a good weight. And so, you know, there's lots of different foods that are out there. You know, for example, we have a reduced fat dog food that you can feed, and that kind of helps to kind of get them to the right place. And, you know, you need to be making sure you're measuring your food. You know, do you have dogs, Dolly?
I do, yes. Yeah,
do you measure your food every
day?
Scoop.
Yep. Yep, we do one scoop, not two,
and that's,
just one.
Right.
A lot of people do a little extra. They think they're loving their pet a little bit more because they're given more food or human food. Let's talk about that,
yes.
too. But measuring food,
yes.
right? Okay.
Yep, measuring food and like you said, limiting that human food, right? You might think, oh, it'd be great to give them a piece of bacon, but that piece of bacon might actually be 70 to 100 calories, and that's a lot of calories, extra calories for your dog to have. So it's really important to kind of be monitoring that. And you don't want them to lose the weight fast. You know, you just want to cut back a little bit of food at a time and you know, wait for them to lose weight. And, you know, I know that it'll be really much better and healthier for your dog to do that. So that's really mm-hmm. important.
What are some other ways? We're talking to Kim Gablin, right? From,
yeah.
Am I saying it right, Kim? Kim Gablin from Bill Jack Foods. I apologize, Kim. This is awful. who is giving us some tips and tricks on how to keep our pets trim, fit, firm, and with us for a long, 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 long time, right?
Yeah.
So what are some other ways that we can offer our pets? And let's also talk about some treats, too, that we can give them that won't add pounds to their little bodies.
Yeah, you know, treats are really important, you know, because like you said, you can overlove them with food, but you can overlove them with treats, right? So we have a wide variety of treats that we have. They're soft, moist treats, and they smell terrific. Dogs go crazy over them. And, you know, what's great about them is that we have them in different shapes and sizes. So, for example, we have Little Jacks, and they're great for little dogs, or they're great for training because they're less than 3 calories a piece. And then we also have some bigger ones for larger dogs. And then we have some different varieties. We have some fun varieties. Like we have Gooberlicious, which is a peanut butter flavored treat. And it's a flavored treat, so it doesn't have peanut butter in it, so that if you or someone in the family is sensitive to peanuts, it doesn't have any peanuts in it when it's made. So that's really good that everybody in the family can be safe.
But
that's
like
a great. Yeah,
you can
my
trick
dog
a dog
loves
about that peanut butter? Really?
Yeah.
What dog doesn't love peanut butter? Are there dogs that are allergic to peanut butter too?
You know, I haven't heard that. You know, I'm sure there probably are some dogs. I mean, I can't imagine that no dogs ever would be allergic to that. But yeah, I really don't hear much about that at all. You know, most dogs really do love the taste of peanut butter, and so that's why I think it's great to be able to do that, especially if you have a peanut safe house that you need to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we also do like peanut butter bananas. We have a PB Nana treat. We have a Breakfast Jack treat, which has eggs and cheese in it. So, you know, we have some fun, so you can have some variety. And like I said, a lot of our treats are, you know, in that, you know, 3-calorie range, so that you can, you know, feel good about giving them a couple of treats if you want, and, you know, not overdo it with the treats. But you also want to make sure that you're giving them, you know, nice love and hugs and all that affection too, because they need that too, not just treats.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. It's been so wonderful talking to you and learning more about how to keep our pets happy and healthy and trim. And do you want to give folks your website information on how they can find that spray probiotic?
Yeah, come out to BillJack.com. It's BILJAC.com, and you can find out where to find BillJack Biotics, which is the probiotic food spray, and all of our other items that we have. And we've got a great newsletter out there, and we've got some great training tips too, some little videos if you want to do a little bit of training with your dog that are just great 2-minute kind of, you know, little pieces of help that you can get that are really easy to kind of watch and then be able to practice with your dog. So come out and join the BillJack Club.
Fantastic. Bill Jack Foods. Kim, thanks so much for joining us today. And we really appreciate it. Come back on the show again, would you? And
great.
Thanks,
I would
everybody.
Love that. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Thanks for all your tips and your help with that and keeping our pets healthy, happy and healthy. We're out of time, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of The Good Show. Thanks for everyone again for coming out to the fashion show, the fundraiser for Lifespan and Wings. And we'll catch you all next week on another edition of The Good Show. So long, everybody.
Ooh, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.